Greetings, everyone, and welcome to our service this week. I hope you're all doing well. I just want to mention one thing. Kirsten and I will be away on vacation. Actually, we're not going anywhere. We're taking a week off. August 10th through 17th. However, if something arises and you need to get a hold of me, feel free. My phone number has been published, so I will be available if you need to get a hold of me. I want to thank everyone who's participating in today's service. Vaughn, who played that beautiful prelude, Faith Based on Faith of Our Fathers. As you might guess, our theme today is faith, overcoming fear. And also Jan, thank you for playing the piano, Jan. And our singers today are Vicky and Ted and Glorianne. Recording is Judy, and Owen Salander is with us today. So thank you, everyone. We'll open with hymn number 860, verses 1, 2, and 3.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We pray together the prayer of the day. O God, our defender, storms rage around and within us and cause us to be afraid. Rescue your people from despair. Deliver your sons and daughters from fear and preserve us in the faith of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The gospel reading for today is taken from Matthew, the 14th chapter, verses 22 and 23. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side of the Sea of Galilee while he dismissed the crowds. After he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came, walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When he got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the word of the Lord.
Okay, hi boys and girls. We have Henry and Noah with us today for our Bible lesson this week. Noah already figured this out. We're going to play a game of sink or float, okay? And I'll tell you why in a minute. But first, I'm going to take some objects out of this little pail here, and I'm going to ask the boys if it will sink or float. I think they'll be able to figure it out pretty fast. So what do you think, guys?
Float.
Float. You're right. It floats. How about this block?
Sink.
You think?
Yeah, sink. Oh, it floats. Oh, yeah, it's wood.
It's wood, yeah. Okay, all right. Okay. Here's another one. What do you think? Crayon.
Float. Float.
Float? You're right. It floats. Okay. How about a pencil?
Float.
Float? You're right again. It floats. How about a pen?
Sink.
Sink? Look at that. It floated. Pretty amazing, huh?
Yay.
This one will be easier. A balloon.
Float.
Yeah, that floats. How about a spoon?
Sink.
Yeah.
Sink, yeah.
There it goes.
Done.
One more. Scissors.
Sink.
Definitely sink. There it goes. Okay, so floaters and sinkers. Why did I do that? Well, there's a story in the Bible about a storm. Storm came up and Jesus' disciples were in a boat and the boat was being tossed back and forth. Have you ever been on a lake or water someplace in a boat where the waves were high? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
But I fell asleep for the first 2 minutes, so I didn't really experience that much.
Oh, okay.
It's been a bad Cheeto, so I was happy.
Okay. So anyway, well, they were afraid because it seemed like the boat was going to tip over. So Jesus comes walking out there right on the water, and first they said, "It's a ghost." And he said, "No, no, no, don't be afraid, it's just me." So then Peter says, "Well, if it's really you, why don't you call me to come out and walk on the water too?" And Peter stepped out of the boat, and as long as he kept his eyes right on the Lord, he was able to actually walk on water. He was a floater, like this ball. But when the storm, a gust of wind came up, he got real scared, and as soon as he got scared, he became a sinker. Yeah. So Jesus pulled him up and said, "What happened to your faith, Peter?" So the moral of the story is that whenever we are afraid, who do we want to talk to?
Jesus.
That's right. We talk to our Lord Jesus, and he will help us get through the fear by giving us faith. And that will make us more able to deal with it. Sound good? Great. Thanks, boys.
Come as strangers to the altar. Come, you poor, you weak, who falter.
Come.
song and scripture wed together, bound by faith in sacred word, sharing peace and consolation. For where love is, there is God. For where love is, there is God. Heal our hurting, lift our spirits, cease our cold, contentious ways. Spread the grace of love, for where love is, there is God. Alleluia.
Scandalized a lot of people, biblical skeptics, you might call them, who have publicly confessed their absolute inability to believe that anyone has ever walked on water. The notion that a man could do that offends their clear knowledge of what is possible in this world. Try doing it, they might say. See how well it works out for you. And you expect me to believe what is clearly nothing less than nonsense? Well, in one sense, they are right. This is not possible for anyone who is not easy to navigate for a boat, even a small boat. But when one of these storms blows in from the sea, the waves can easily turn into whitecaps, and navigating a boat can become a harrowing affair. This is what happened as Jesus prayed on top of one of the mountains that surround the sea. And while the disciples waited for him in this boat, it was a fishing boat that really barely could hold 12 or 13 people without sinking, just out of the weight of those who are inside of it. Jesus used this unorthodox and completely unscientific method of walking out to his terrified disciples on the surface of the water, which again was intended to demonstrate that he was the Son of the Creator, the God who revealed himself to the Jewish people in the Hebrew Bible. Clearly, the disciples had not understood this quite yet, because after concluding that Jesus was a ghost, Peter decides to test what appears to be an apparition by saying, "Lord, if it is you," notice the use of the word "if" there. This indicates that they remain unconvinced, just as the skeptics of today. People can't walk on water any more than they can flap their arms and fly. "If it is you, command me to come to you on the water." A perfect test to see if, in fact, that really was Jesus. In other words, Peter is telling him that he will believe only if Jesus makes it possible for him to also walk on the sea. There is a battle going on in their hearts between fear and faith. Do they truly believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, who was made known to their ancestors as described in the scriptures? Or is this idea nothing more than a fraud? Again, as the many skeptics in our own day believe. Some have openly called the stories in the Gospels nothing more than fairy tales. Anyone who believes that is obviously not going to take any kind of a risk based on their faith that these stories actually record things that happened. If you have already concluded in advance that all of these miraculous stories of demon possession, enabling the lame to walk, the blind to see, and lepers to be healed, if these were just fantasies of first century pre-scientific people who didn't know any better, then faith, real faith, which is not only a noun, but a verb as well, an action word, then you're not going to take any major risk on the basis of your belief that Jesus was indeed the incarnation of God. Something that people often scoff at instead of believe in. Well, I sometimes wonder if modern day people don't also long for a kind of Superman to believe in. There's been more and more of these comic book heroes appearing in movies recently. The human condition is very vulnerable. We are vulnerable to so many things that make us afraid. We're vulnerable to disease. We're vulnerable to violence. We're vulnerable to divisions. And as we see going on in our country right now, we're vulnerable to divisions that can become very dangerous. And in the midst of these things, which we feel powerless to do anything about, we long for someone to just fly in and make things right again. In any case, when Jesus accepts the challenge that Peter gives him, at first it seems like Peter believes that what appeared to be a ghost really is Jesus. In the power of that faith, Peter walks on the water toward Jesus. What everyone believed to be impossible became possible due to the power of God through faith. And I want to emphasize, sometimes we use the word faith as if faith is the power that enables people to do these things that they wouldn't otherwise do. Well, yes in a sense, but no in another sense. Faith receives the presence and promises of God. It is God's presence in our lives that enables us to take risks in the face of danger. That enables us to take up a challenge based on the teachings of our Lord, to bear witness to Him in what we say and what we do. That's not always going to be appreciated. And there may be times when we may need to stand up for something that others are not in agreement with. And we can feel vulnerable and alone and fearful. So my point is that it's not the faith itself that gives us the power to do that. It's God's presence received through faith that gives us the ability to follow Jesus wherever he calls. Peter, so long as he zeroed in on the presence of Christ in front of him, was actually able to walk on the water. But as soon as his attention got diverted, as soon as maybe there was a gust of wind, or the storm all of a sudden became somewhat more violent, Whatever it was, his attention was diverted to the storm, and he immediately sunk like a rock. As long as we keep our eyes fixed where the power to obey Christ comes from, namely Him, then we can do things that perhaps we didn't think we could do. Faith can overcome fear. Faith can enable us to move forward courageously, even when we're afraid, so long as our faith is fixed on the source of the one who gives us the strength to do it. But as soon as our attention is focused on the danger or on our own vulnerability that something might happen that will harm us in some way, physically or mentally or spiritually or otherwise, then we will sink. We sink in the face of challenges whenever fear takes over and becomes the motivating factor in our lives. This whole story reminded me, you know, when I lived in Maryland, one of my hobbies was studying the Civil War because you're within driving distance of, oh, I don't know, half the battles that took place in the entire war. So I used to travel to each one of them. In fact, a couple of times we rented a bus and I gave tours of these battlefields. And I was reminded of something that Lincoln said in 1864, the year before the war ended. Lincoln was frustrated because his generals were so afraid of General Lee in the Confederate Army that they melted at whenever they had an opportunity for a victory. They were so afraid, they backed away. And they missed the opportunity. So, when General Grant took over, what he did was he simply went on the offensive. Time after time after time after time, he didn't stop. He just kept going no matter how many casualties there were. In the end, there were 600,000. And as long as the men doing the fighting had their hearts and minds fixed on the general that they believed was leading them to victory, as long as they had faith in that general, they fought. But whenever they thought that the guy in charge was losing confidence, they lost confidence and turned tail and ran. The story is meant to assure us that there are going to be times in our lives, there are going to be times in our lives when we're afraid. That's just part of being human. But we don't have to let the fear control us. Faith in the power of Christ can help us to deal with the fear. And if He calls us to do something we may prefer not to, nevertheless, if we keep our eyes fixed where they belong, we can do it. The story ends also with another word of assurance. After Peter sinks in fear, he cries out, "Help me, Lord." Jesus reaches out his hand, pulls him up into the boat, with the simple question he asks so often, "Where is your faith? Why did you doubt?" That's the really good news. Because there will be times when we'll fail. I know I have, again and again. And even in those times, Christ is present. And he is there to help us up again. When we fall, he'll pick us up and he'll enable us to start over and do it again. Life is never over until it's over. We should never forget that faith continues to be inspired by his presence till we take our last breath. And we should also never forget that in the words of Paul, we are saved by grace through faith. And this is not our own doing. It is a gift from God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the assurance of your presence with us in any time of danger, any time of fear, any time when we may feel as if we are in danger of harm in some way. Lord, we pray that you would grant us the faith to see your presence with us, so that we can follow you and be assured that we are always safe, that when we fall, you will pick us up, just as you reached out and picked up Peter when he sunk into the sea. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our closing hymn for today is hymn number 705, verses 1, 2, and 4.
To return.
And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That's our service for this week, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the service, and we'll see you again next week. Bye for now.